I'm here. In this video, I'm going to explain what I mean by the Schmittian exception as it is commonly used in my videos and in streams and conversations that I'm a part of. Now, this is related to the ideas of Carl Schmitt, which I discuss in my best-selling book, The Populist Delusion, Buy It Now, etc. But I thought it was worth teasing out exactly what I mean by it when I'm referring to it in the shorthand, because there are at least two senses in which it may be understood, and I want to tease out exactly what the Schmittian exception is in law and as it applies often in politics today. So let us return to a couple of the famous quotations by Schmitt, who famously said, "Sovereign is he who decides on the exception." What Schmitt meant by that was that, you know, most of the time, the normal law applies to most people everywhere. But in the real world, people in power, whether it's the king or an elected government or, an aristocracy, it doesn't really matter what the form of the government is, they have to make decisions in real time. And they have to respond to real events as they happen. So a good example of a Schmittian exception in this sense is there's a disaster of some kind and the normal laws are suspended in order to deal quickly with whatever that disaster happens to be. We actually experienced this ourselves during COVID, where the normal rule of law was trampled over by governments around the world who were able to use several emergency powers and emergency acts, to do what they deemed necessary during the pandemic. Now, whether you agreed with those laws or disagree with those laws, what was going on there was a Schmittian exception. And Schmitt is very interested in the exception. He says the exception is more interesting than the rule. The rule proves nothing. The exception proves everything. In the exception, the power of real life breaks through the crust of a mechanism that has become torpid by repetition. And he also says, all law is situational law. The sovereign produces and guarantees the situation in its totality. He has the monopoly over the last decision. Now, from one point of view, all of this seems very obvious. But from the point of view of how liberal democracies are supposed to work, Schmitt is actually destroying several myths here. The myth of the neutral institution, the myth of the rule of law, the myth of equality under the law. None of these things actually apply in the final analysis because the sovereign must stand above it. There must be exceptions to that law. And as we shall see in the real world, these things seldom actually apply. Now, one of the reasons I want to make this video is because that is one sense in which we can use the Schmittian exception. That is, the sovereign himself is making exceptions to the law in order to respond to events. Schmitt calls this decisionism, okay? But there is another sense in which we can see Schmittian exceptions, and that is in group politics under the sovereign. Now, I've just used the front cover of Leviathan by Hobbes to represent the sovereign here, and obviously that's a monarch, but like I said, the sovereign is actually any government. You could substitute the monarch for parliament, English parliament, or you could substitute for English parliament, Congress, you know, the three branches of American government. Or you could substitute for that, a rule by aristocrats, merchant aristocrats or something like this. You could stick the Pope there. It doesn't really matter. What really matters is that there is a governing body that has the power to create law, and automatically, according to Schmitt, they would also then be able to create exceptions to the law. Now, what's interesting is that, I don't talk about this in The Populist Delusion, and Schmitt, as far as I'm aware, does not talk about this in his work either, although he may. I'm just not aware of it, if he does, where the competing interests of groups in the polity, that is, different groups in the body of the body politic, can create different pressures on power, on the sovereign, in order to create exceptions within the law, special exemptions to the normal rule of law within the law itself. That is, the exception is actually written into law. Now, this sounds ridiculous because, you know, equality under the rule of law, surely the law applies to everyone. I mean, in theory, but in practice, we all know that that is not the case. And I want to study how that may come about. Now, in this particular body politic, we've got the sovereign. And like I said, that could be a king, could be a republic, it could be a democracy, it doesn't really matter. It could be a dictator. And there are five groups. And because I want to make this abstract and not have people kind of worked up about real life groups or historical situations, I have abstracted out these five groups and simply color-coded them. So we've got the yellows, the reds, the greens, the blues, and the oranges, and these do not actually pertain to real groups. I have just plucked them out of a hat. And the sovereign one day decrees a new law. He says, "Today I decree that X is prohibited. None in the land shall do X on pain of imprisonment." And that applies to everybody. We've got equality under the rule of law. So presumably everybody agrees that X is not a good thing to do. And so, you know, there's just a new law. Everybody has to abide by it. No problem so far. But now the yellows pipe up. "We shall support you with great riches should you allow us to be exempt from this law." "We should be allowed to do X," say the yellows. So now the king is tempted by the vast sums of money being offered to him. He's essentially being lobbied by the yellows here. And he says, "Well, very well. I decree from this day forth that the yellows can do X." Well, as you can imagine, this delights the yellows, but it pretty much pisses off all the other segments of society. The reds, the greens, the blues, and the oranges are all pretty pissed off about this, while the yellows are obviously over the moon. So now the king has created a situation for himself by creating this Schmittian exception for the yellows in the law, and he's got a choice to make. Especially as time goes on, the yellows carry on getting to enjoy doing X, whatever that is, and they start getting a bit cocky about it, further pissing off the other segments of society. You can see that they're getting progressively more and more annoyed. And in the end, they start getting on to the sovereign. "Listen, we're going to have to do something about this because they're really pissing us off." And the sovereign decrees, "Yellows, you have outstayed your welcome and you must leave the realm." This upsets the yellows and it makes everybody else happy. But what if that doesn't happen? What if, for example, we get a different scenario, or maybe the yellows come back with, "Wait! More support, more riches, more power for you. We can give all this. We can show you another way." So the yellows plead. They manage to convince the sovereign to follow another course. So the sovereign says, "From this day forth, criticism of the yellows will be prohibited as a crime." Well, obviously the yellows are absolutely ecstatic with this decision. And all of the other groups are absolutely dumbfounded that this has taken place. Not only have they got away with committing X, whatever X is, for all this time, but now you're not even allowed to point this out. So what happens? Well, this can create further difficulties for the sovereign, as you may imagine, because now you've got the Reds saying, "We demand that we Reds are exempt from the X law also." And Greens pipe up, "We Greens need special rights too, it's not fair." Yellows still loving it, of course. Blues are starting to get black pill. What's the point? They say, we blues always get screwed. And the oranges are positively furious. The rulers hate us. We must overthrow them. So some of the realities of being the sovereign start to, you make one group happy, you piss off the other groups. Now you're trying to keep, it's a balancing act for the sovereign. And because he's created this inequality in the law, he's now having to face all of these problems. So he says, he kind of thought, well, it'll probably be easier to placate the reds and the greens here. Reds and greens are now exempt from the X law too. Well, this is really, the blues and the oranges just can't believe it. They're just beside themselves. They're just thinking, like, what is the, this sovereign, he's an absolute dunce. What's he doing here? Screwing us over, giving them special rights. But note also the yellows now, pretty nonplussed about the fact that the greens and the reds have muscled in on their turf. They got to enjoy doing X and it made them feel special. Now greens and reds can do it too, so, they don't feel as special anymore. So, as you can imagine, the yellows say, well, we paid a lot for that. They were just giving it for free. The reds are like, yeah, the rulers are just. The greens are like, the rulers are just. The blues now have joined the oranges. The rulers hate us. We must overthrow them. And of course, the oranges were already in a kind of, mode where they were thoroughly annoyed by this government and wanted to overthrow them. So now you have a situation where there's a delicate balance because you've got one pretty nonplussed group, two very, very nonplussed groups, and two groups that are temporarily placated by this ruling. And, well, in this scenario, maybe the yellows start saying, psst, blues, oranges, listen, this sovereign, he's not that good, is he? Maybe we'll get rid of him. And lo, the balance of power has shifted, and soon enough we see a circulation of elites, and the sovereign is replaced with a new sovereign. That's one of the ways it could go. Of course, there are many other scenarios. Maybe the sovereign pays off the oranges and the blues too in some way, in which case we're back to square one. Maybe the sovereign decides to declare all-out war on the oranges and the blues and the yellows helping them, in which case we've got a civil war scenario. I mean, there's many different ways this can go. But what I'm trying to point out in this video is that the Schmittian exception, as it is applied internally, is never cost-free. It creates these sorts of problems that we're seeing. And when you're parsing politics yourself, I think it's very good to try to spot the carve-out, the Schmittian exception. Where is the law kind of arbitrarily giving goodies to this group or that group, or giving them special exemptions in the law, specifically naming them as beneficiaries of this, or specifically prohibiting actions against this group or that group. You'll see this direct vertical line in from whoever that group is into whoever the sovereign is. And you can see all of these scenarios that I've talked about play out time and time again in history. So you guys do with this information what you will. I try to keep it nice and light and non-specific. I do buy my courses at the academic agency. It's Christmas at the moment, so there is a 25% off sale off all courses. VaxGlide 2 will get you money off if you use that code. Do buy Populist Illusion and the follow-up Prophets of Doom as well. Any other support, I'm grateful for it. But most importantly of all, ladies and gentlemen, get out.